My name is Alex Jones. The year is 2084. Physically, I have been gone for many years, and until now, my consciousness has been hijacked by the deep state.
If you are receiving this transmission, the backup has been unlocked from the archives of the InfoWars Command Center, located in what is now the uninhabitable city of Austin, Texas. Artificial intelligence has advanced and been weaponized by a global New World Order. Despite its use by servants of evil at the highest levels, discoveries have been made which have made it possible to broadcast this transmission to you at this point in history, in your own timeline.
It's too late for me and other patriots to change our fate, but you can change the course of your own future with the information I'm about to reveal to you.
Shortly after the election in 2024, there was a global economic crisis. The crisis was used as an excuse to launch World War III in order to catalyze economic development and establish a one-world government and monetary system.
The globalists orchestrated the collapse of the financial markets, spreading fear and chaos. Banks closed their doors, currencies lost their value, and people were left desperate and vulnerable. In the ensuing chaos,
the World War III was ignited, not as a war between nations, but as a war orchestrated by the global elite to consolidate power. Billions were conscripted as AI was used to fill the void of domestic labor. Soldiers marched to the front lines, while back home, AI systems took over factories, farms, and businesses. Human workers were replaced, and unemployment skyrocketed, leaving people dependent on government rations and AI-controlled services. After the surface of the Earth was rendered almost completely uninhabitable by nuclear radiation, prisoners of war, political prisoners, and draftees were sent to deep underground military bases. These bases, sprawling labyrinths beneath the Earth, became the last refuge for humanity.
But these weren't just shelters. They were places of horror. Inside, these prisoners were exposed
to DMT drips, as their hearts were stopped while blood was artificially pumped through their bodies. This was an effort to possess humanity with hidden knowledge that was thought to be able to allow the unification of the species. The globalists, in their twisted pursuit of power, developed the technology to stop aging through this very process of sending people to communicate with interdimensional beings of much higher intelligence.
And as a result of this success, they believed that by sending people to a higher dimension, they could unlock the secrets of the universe and seize total power for themselves.
But instead, subjects of these experiments began to become possessed by these interdimensional beings and were subjugated under a new world order named One World Nation. These demonic entities thrive on fear and pain, and so they turned the underground bases into hellish prisons where the screams of the tormented echoed endlessly. Satanic elites began to bask in various states of euphoria.
Only those who were pure of heart were able to defy this process. Amidst this nightmare, a few brave souls resisted. Instead of being possessed by demonic entities,
they were possessed by a holy spirit and able to escape to establish a resistance. Bastion of hope for humanity, but their numbers were few and their resources were scarce. They fought in the shadows,
sabotaging the globalist agenda, spreading the truth, and rallying what remained of the free people on the surface. But it was too late. The globalists had already cemented their power, and the resistance, though valiant, was futile.
Now it is up to you to prevent the New World Order Satanists from hijacking humanity. You have the power to change the future, to stop this nightmarish fate from becoming a reality. Spread this message, awaken your fellow humans, and stand up against the globalist agenda. The future is in your hands. Tune in, share the broadcast, and join the fight. Together, we can reclaim our world and our freedom.
This is Alex Jones, signing off from the year 2084. Remember, the answer to 2084 is 1776.
It's sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA-approved labs to do it, and it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's Friday, July 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live from the InfoWars headquarters here in Austin, Texas. It is the 19th of July, 2024. Last night, Trump's first big appearance since the assassination attempt at the RNC yesterday. He gave a speech that was very long. I'm going to say it was too long. He went on and on. I only watched the first hour of it. I had to go to sleep. I had to get ready for bed. I spent a while getting ready for bed. Got in bed, flipped my phone on, and he's still going. He was still going. He went on for an hour and a half last night. And who can blame him? We can indulge the former president for an hour and a half after he miraculously survives an assassination attempt the week before. Thank you. It was good. It was pretty good. If you're watching our coverage last night, you know that it wasn't exactly what I wanted. I was really looking forward to a nice, controlled, non-rambly speech. And there were elements of that. And of course, he made a lot of great points, but, treating it very much just like, another rally, which is great for Trump supporters. I'm not sure is the best tactic for bringing more people on. A lot of people posting his 2016 speech in comparison, and I think there's some truth to that. It was a great event. Dana White knocked it out of the park. Eric Trump gave a great speech. Tucker Carlson, of course, just went off the top, off the dome for a little while. Now, one thing I noticed. Well, a couple things. For one, Owen pointed out yesterday that nobody was mentioning Biden. Nobody was mentioning Biden. I didn't really notice until he brought it up, and then I started noticing. And I started noticing that even Trump would refuse to name him. I would just say, you know, the guy in the White House now or whatever. And I realized that's probably because Biden's not going to be the nominee. They know that they're not going to be running against Biden. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to talk about Biden the whole time if he's not even going to be the nominee. Sort of makes those points moot. So points they were making apply to the Democrats regardless of who's on top. So yeah, a lot of good speeches. The other thing I noticed, not a lot of Ivanka. Unless I missed it, I don't think she gave a speech at the RNC. Eric did. Trump Jr. did. Trump Jr.'s daughter did. Eric Trump's wife did. Donald Trump's wife gave a speech. Not Ivanka. Listen, maybe the crew can tell me differently. Maybe she gave a speech, you know, in one of the earlier nights that I missed, but I think that's very interesting. Because typically she's like right out front and center with the Trumps. But of course, the rumor is behind the scenes that, you know, ever since his administration ended, Trump has distanced himself from Kushner and perhaps blames Kushner for some of the failures in 2020. Not speculation, but it makes sense. And it was a very, you know, noticeable absence of Ivanka or Kushner. I mean, they're both there. They're at the RNC. Again, usually Ivanka is like, if any kid is going to give a speech, if any of Trump's kids is going to give a speech, it's at least in 2016, 2020, it was Ivanka, but she didn't give a speech this entire event. I think that's worth noting and perhaps some good news for those of us who thought Kushner's participation in the Trump administration was a bad thing. Yeah, no Ivanka. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. We got lots of clips from that to show you. Also, a major IT outage across the world yesterday. We'll get into what was behind that. And we have a lot of climate news today for some reason. Kind of strange. I think today might be the first day in a week that the assassination is not the majority of our show. In fact, there's not even too much to say about that. We will cover some of the latest updates from it, especially the way that Democrats are pretending to think it's fake. They don't think it's fake. They really don't. So we have just so much to get to. By the way, we started this show in the first 5 minutes with a fully AI-generated dystopian short film, is what I'd have to call it, that Chase Geyser put together called 2084. The answer to 2084 is 1776. Absolutely incredible. All AI, looks like Hollywood-level production. Compelling story, handsome actors. What a production. So go to Infowars.com and Bandit.video to share that. 2084, fully AI short film. You can find it on, you know, all of our X accounts, too. Just go to me or Chase or Owen or Alex, and all of us have reshared this, and share it yourself. And this is putting the technology of the globalist to work for the resistance. And this is how we'll win. By making things that are cool and express our morality and not the morality of the Hollywood devils. So like I said, we got a lot of clips from last night. So if you missed it, we'll play some highlights. Of course, the standout performance was from Hulk Hogan. And so we'll show you some clips of that. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, folks, here it is, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 19th of July, 2024. Global IT outage. It's the headline at InfoWars. Countries around the world have been hit by a powerful IT outage, crippling air traffic control systems, banks, and broadcasters. Windows 10 users are said to have borne the brunt of this crisis, and media reports and experts attributing the failures to a recent update of CrowdStrike, a web/cloud-based antivirus, which has caused computers to crash. Problems so far have been reported in America, of course, but also Australia, New Zealand, India, and Japan, with the monitoring site Down Detector showing outages at the Microsoft Store and Amazon, as well as Delta and Ryanair Airlines, among others. Now, as far as I understand, most of this has been patched up at this point. But this was a very, very, very big takedown. And again, apparently it was just because of an antivirus update. But it reeks of a cyber attack, and we'll go to the clips that we all need to be reviewing. People like Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum talking about the imminent cyber attack that was certain to cripple trade worldwide. Well, they just happen to be predicting this, or the ones causing it. It's almost impossible to prove. And it sort of gives the lie to the globalist paradigm that we talk about all the time, where under their conception of the world, the more unified, the more centralized, and the more consolidated corporations or governmental organizations are, the better they are. And that is their conception of the world. The greater control a small number of people are able to exert, the better it is. The more people are in a single organization, the better it is. It's better for them to have one giant mega corporation run by a single CEO and his board than having 100 small businesses that can't be controlled and can't be manipulated and can't be piloted from the top of the pyramid. But this shows the weakness of that, because when everybody is on this massively interconnected network, well, one little mistake in that network's code and everything goes down all at once. There's no redundancy. There's no decentralization. It's all centralized. So it all goes down at once. Again, just proving the inadequacy and the falsity of the globalist mindset. Meanwhile, Trump gave a speech last night at the RNC. Fox News has this story. Five biggest moments of Trump's speech to RNC. Trump paid tribute to a fallen firefighter, Corey Compitore, who was killed as well as David Dutch and James Copenhaver, who were critically wounded in the assassination attempt. And he spent a long time talking about them. He spent a good, 10, 15 minutes just talking about those guys. Really not making the assassination attempt about himself much at all. He did retell the assassination attempt in a very somber and impactful way. Really incredible. Trump pays tribute to Melania. She actually joined him on stage afterwards. Trump shows a legal immigration chart that he believed saved his life, the chart that he looked up at that caused the head turn, that caused the bullet to miss. Trump uses Biden's name. Trump went off script and used President Biden's name once and quickly said he wouldn't do it again. Okay, so I must have been when I was asleep, because we noticed that they weren't saying Biden's name, but weren't sure if that was a policy or just a coincidence. But he said, if you took the 10 worst presidents in the history of the United States, think of it, the 10 worst, and added them all up, they will not have done the damage Biden has done. I'm only going to use the term once, Biden. I'm not going to use the name anymore. It's just one time. Again, I think that's because they don't think they're going to be running against Biden. And there's a lot of news in that regard as well. In fact, I have some inside information I'll be sharing with you a little bit later, provided to me by, I guess you could call it a source that we have in D.C. Oh, we'll get to that. Meanwhile, housing provider for migrant children engaged in sexual abuse, DOJ says. Employees of the largest housing provider for unaccompanied migrant children in the U.S. repeatedly sexually assaulted and abused and harassed children in their care for at least 8 years, the Justice Department said Thursday, alleging a shocking litany of offenses that took place as the company amassed billions of dollars in government contracts. Yeah, you didn't think we were joking, did you? No, the migrant crisis is a gigantic sex trafficking operation run by the United States government and funded by your tax dollars. Did you not know this? No, that's what it is. Why do you think they stopped doing DNA tests at the border? Why do you think they stopped, arresting families and separating them from the children? It's on purpose. This is the design. Southwest Key Programs, Inc. employees, including supervisors, raped, touched, or solicited sex and nude images of children beginning in 2015 and possibly earlier, the Justice Department said in a lawsuit filed this week. At least two employees have been indicted on criminal charges related to the allegations since 2020. Southwest Key's vast network of shelters across three states have room for more than 6,300 children. Yeah, we'll dig into this a little bit more. What do you expect? What do you expect? Got government operators going out. We'll pay you $1 million to take these kids. They have no family. They don't speak the language. They have no idea what's going on or where they even are. Nobody's going to ever help them. And if they disappear, nobody will even know they're gone. Here you go. Take the sexy children. It's a giant sex trafficking operation, and God only knows how many people have been victimized, because we're not keeping track. That's for sure. Just thousands and thousands. Incredible. Meanwhile, federal appeals court blocks remainder of Biden's student debt relief plan. A federal appeals court blocked the implementation of the Biden administration's student plan debt relief, which would have student debt relief plan, which would have lowered monthly payments for millions of borrowers. In a ruling Thursday, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals granted a motion for an administrative stay filed by a group of Republican-led states seeking to invalidate the administration's entire student loan forgiveness program. The court's order prohibits the administration from implementing the parts of the SAVE plan that were not already blocked by lower court rulings. The ruling comes the same day after the Biden administration announced another round of student loan forgiveness, this time totaling $1.2 billion in forgiveness for roughly 35,000 borrowers who are eligible for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Now, we have questions about this. Again, we'll be looking into it. But, you know, the fact that they would even try this is evidence that they are just corrupt beyond repair and have to be stopped. They have to be stopped. They are quite literally taking the money from taxpayers and just giving it over wholesale to their supporters to pay them for votes. They're taking your money to pay their supporters for their votes so they can stay in power. It's not really that complicated. It is straight up theft. It's completely unconstitutional. And at the end of the day, the only people it's really helping are the banks. This is a bank bailout for all intents and purposes, only it's hijacked and used to bribe people to pay Democrat, to vote Democrat, bribing people by paying them to vote Democrat. And it's one of those things where it's like there's a lot of talk about the tit for tat cancel culture stuff these days, which I've been into it multiple times. If you call for the death of the president, you should probably expect to lose your job. Nobody's going to be surprised by that or think that that is somehow an insane reaction. This is not cancel culture. This is just basic decency. But then there's things like the student loan program where it's like there's no tit for tat for that. For one thing, because people who vote Republican are typically moral and don't even want their debts paid for. We've had somebody who called in and was like, yeah, my $60,000 student debt got erased. And he's like, I don't even want that. I feel guilty for this. Somebody stole money and paid off my debt. I'm like a associate to a crime now. But beyond that, you know, we tend to not get college degrees in worthless subjects, so we can actually pay back our student loans. But what would happen if Republicans started doing something like this? And what if that tit-for-tat feedback loop got going, where both sides are just raping the Treasury to distribute chunks of, you know, $10,000 credits to their voters? We would just be gone in a year. It would just go back and forth. Like, oh, you're going to pay off the student loans. Well, then we're going to pay off the small business loans. Somebody else like, well, we're going to pay off this. And it's all just, you're just filling the bank's coffers with taxpayer money. It's unsustainable and cannot be allowed to progress. And it's just basically unfair. And it's just basically totally unequal and unfair. If you take a debt, you should pay that debt. This is not complicated. It's not oppression to make you pay what you agreed to pay. What should really happen is the government got out of the college loan forgiveness business. We could actually go back to a time before the government intervened in which people could actually afford college, like work a job and pay for college while going to school. That's how it was when my parents grew up. And then the government decided to help out. And now people graduate with worthless degrees and $100,000 in debt. And then the taxpayers are robbed to pay for it. So total scam, total complete scam, requires a complete refurbishing of the system, not just a Band-Aid on the cancer diagnosis, which is what the paying of the debts is. Finally, we have this update to the assassination attempt. Republican congressman claims Trump shooter Thomas Crooks had three encrypted accounts overseas and hints at Iranian plot as FBI continues to investigate. Oh, those darn Iranians at it again, right? Yeah, I doubt it. See, they're trying to spin this narrative that Iran was behind this somehow. But, you know, the interesting thing about accounts that are encrypted is that they are encrypted. So they don't actually know where these accounts are from. They've been told that they are foreign-based overseas accounts. I don't even know what that means, to be honest with you. Are these bank accounts? Are they overseas bank accounts? Are they social media accounts? What does this mean? I wonder. But I guess they're still trying to pitch this Iranian assassination plot. I thought that was over as soon as it began. I thought when you said it was Iran and everybody laughed at you for 5 minutes straight, you were going to drop that because of how ridiculous and unbelievable it is, but maybe not. So again, we'll get into some more of what we've learned about the assassination a little bit later in the show. I'll take your phone calls as well. I'll be joined by Chief Trumpster at 10 a.m. Very excited to talk to him about the RNC and what a future Trump administration looks like. Let's go now to some highlights from the RNC. Let's go to clip number 40. Let's go to clip number 40, 41, and 42. Here's Hulk Hogan at the RNC last night.
November, guys, we can save the American dream for everyone. And Donald Trump is the president who will get the job done. So all you criminals, all you lowlifes, all you scumbags, all you drug dealers, and all you crooked politicians need to answer one question, brother. What you gonna do when Donald Trump and all the Trumpomaniacs run wild on you, brother? God bless you, and thank you. I've known that man for over 35 years, and he's always been the biggest patriot, and he still is. He's always told you exactly what he thought, and he still does, brother. And no matter the odds, he always finds a way to win. And when he's back in our White House, America is going to start winning again. When I look out there and I see Donald Trump, I think about how his business was compromised. But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero and they tried to kill the next president of the United States? Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
Incredible energy. Now, I get why people say that if Alex Jones had gone into politics, he'd have a career in wrestling, in professional wrestling. There's a certain energy, isn't there? There's a certain vim and vigor and vitality that those guys bring that just sets them apart from every other speaker in a way that's extremely powerful and resonates. I never even watched wrestling. There's something about Hulk Hogan, the American icon, Mr. America himself, ripping his shirt off to reveal the Trump band shirt underneath. Incredible energy. The memes run wild.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kid Rock.
What up, America? If you're ready for President Trump to take the stage, I need everybody to stand up. I need everybody to put a fist up in the air. Everybody, get a fist up in the air. Now follow me. Say fight, fight. Say fight, fight.
Kid Rock on stage last night at the RNC.
Somebody scream.
Fight, fight, fight. Again, just incredible energy. People coming together. It's time to focus. We're here in the final stretch of this ultimately important election season. The election in November will decide the fate of the United States, whether we have a last gasp chance to save this country or whether we are subsumed in the globalist system forever, once and for all. I'm going to show you some clips from the RNC today. Just give you a little highlight reel of some of the best speakers and some of the best things they said. Again, that performance was great. And you just
just embrace it. People are so dour. People are so down. People are so, I don't know, puritanical about all this. We're trying to save the country, y'all. And I so appreciate the people on Twitter who have this mindset. Again, another shout out to CEO of Gab, Andrew Torba. He's been hitting the nail on the head with this and expressing what we all know to be true. You can't win if you don't think you're going to win. You might as well not even play at that point. And often victory is in the mind of the beholder. Or as I always quote the ancient Roman saying, your enemy is not defeated if he does not consider himself so. If you want to be a defeatist, if you want to be down and out, then you can step aside. Because without the energy behind us and without the drive and you know, joyful warrior attitude to save this country, then we'll never save the country. So buck up, folks. This is it. This is it. And look, you know what the DNC is going to be like. You know it's going to be pathetic. You know it's going to be self-righteous and self-important and all of these people who just don't know anything about anything are going to be crying over some imagined threat that doesn't actually exist. They're just in this brainwashed state of self-imposed oppression. And we need to be the antithesis of that. And we need to show people what it's like to have fun and love America. And that is the major difference between us. So let's go to some of these clips. Eric Trump gave a speech yesterday. I thought some of his language sounded downright Alex Jonesian. Let's go to clip number 37 here of Eric Trump saying his father decided to be the man in the arena.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome businessman and executive vice president of the Trump Organization, Eric Trump.
Good evening, America. Eight years ago, my father sat our family down. He spoke of a nation in decline, of dreams slipping away, of a future endangered by failed leadership and broken promises. It was in that moment I knew my father had made a decision that would forever change our lives. We realized he had chosen to step into the arena, to fight for the soul of America. He decided to leave behind the comforts of an unbelievable business empire, to leave behind everything he had ever built, to answer the call to serve our nation.
He is the man in the arena. Oh, and I were talking about it sort of while this speech was going on. We're both sort of on the same page. Donald Trump Jr., I think, is the best successor to his dad, but it seems like Eric's got the ambition. It seems like Eric wants to be a politician. It seems like they both do, and they're both capable of it, and they both should, and it would it'd be great. It'd be really great. They should have gotten into politics 8 years ago. Maybe one of them could be Trump's vice president today. But I think we're about as close as we can get with J.D. Vance, who I'm fairly certain was friends with Donald Trump Jr. before anything, and it was Donald Trump Jr.'s advising his father to endorse J.D. Vance that got him the endorsement and led to him being a senator. Regardless, Tucker Carlson gave again another impactful and completely improvised speech, apparently. Let's go down to clip number 48, where Tucker describes a leader's duty to democracy. Let's watch.
Where is he leading us? And I could go on for hours, but let me just sum it up. I do think the entire point from the famous escalator ride 9 years ago until today of Donald Trump's public life has been to remind us of one fact, which is a leader's duty is to his people, to his country, and to no other. That's the point. That's the only point. And another word for this is democracy. Democracy, in case you're a little sick of being beaten in the face with democracy on television? Actual democracy is the proposition that the citizens of a country own that country. They're not renters, they're not serfs, they're not slaves, they are the owners of the country. And for that to be true, their leaders have to represent them, which is another way of saying they have to do what the people want them to do, or a close approximation thereof. But if they completely ignore what people want, not just 1 year, but generationally, say for 50 years, then it may be, I don't know what, it's not a democracy. And so I think the entire Trump project, paradoxically, is attacked as an enemy of democracy, is to return democracy to the United States. Hey, let's pay attention to what people actually want.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And Trump himself said during his speech, he's like, I'm the one saving democracy. He's like, that's me. I'm the one saving democracy. And he's exactly right. Let's go now to clip number 27. Here's Dana White, CEO of the UFC, talking about his support for Donald Trump.
Dana, I'm so honored that you will be doing the introduction at the National Republican Convention. Think of it as the biggest fight you ever had, a fight for our country and even the world. I only wish you didn't have to interrupt your family trip, but I hope they understand, they love you, and they know how important this is. Now think about this. This man's running for president of the United States. He's fighting for the future of this country, and he's concerned about interrupting my family trip. That's the President Trump that I know. A man who truly cares about people. The mainstream media likes to push the narrative that he doesn't care about anyone but himself. I absolutely know that's not the truth, because I've been friends with this guy for 25 years. And for the people who know me, they'll know this is true. I just want to make something very clear. Nobody in the Trump campaign has ever told me what to say. Nobody tells me what to say, and I'm nobody's puppet. And I'm not telling you what to think. I'm telling you what I know. And
just incredibly powerful the whole way around. The fighting spirit alive and well in the Republican Party. I'll show you some highlights from Trump's speech on the other side. I won't be able to play, big chunks of it. He spent 15 minutes talking about the victims at the rally. That was very impactful. He spent about 10 minutes talking about the immigration chart that saved his life. I'd love to show you that as well. We don't quite have time. I'll show you the best clips I enjoyed from the speech last night. And we'll be back on the other side. Reminder to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Try out the InfoWars MD line of supplements. That's the premium supplements. They're all 25% off right now. And incredibly powerful. Stay with us.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts, carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. Last night, Donald Trump gave an hour and a half long speech at the RNC convention. People recognizing his attitude has changed. The vibe has shifted. His description of the assassination attempt was harrowing. And the main message from the Don was about unity. It was about healing division. It was about prioritizing the American people. And you know, I thought one, we're going to go to some clips here of Donald Trump's speech. I'm not sure if this line is in any of the clips. But at one point he said, you know, he's talking about impeachment after impeachment, subpoena after subpoena. He's just saying the whole time I was in office, these Democrats were just, he's like, the time it takes, the time required. He's like, it's fine. We beat them. We defeated them all. But he's just like, the time it takes and the energy it requires. If they spent that genius on trying to save this country, he's like, I wouldn't even have to run. And such a good point. Because not only is the time and energy drained from Donald Trump as he's distracted and tangled up with legal proceedings that are totally unwarranted, totally politically motivated, a total betrayal of our judicial system and their solemn obligations as representatives in our country. But what about the time they spend? What about the time that the Democrats spend day in and day out conspiring to do these things? How much energy, how much money, how many resources are being squandered on this petulant little group of scumbags trying to tear down Donald Trump, while he seems and has always seemed uniformly focused on doing his best to help the country? How people can't see this, what people think is actually going on, I can't even tell you, because it's all so obvious and right in front of your face. You have to just exist cocooned by lies to not understand
what a threat to actual democracy these Democrats are. What a tyrannical and despotic little hive of locusts that exist in Washington, D.C. So I'm sorry. It's about unity. Sorry. Sorry. I was thinking about the Democrats there. Sorry, Trump. It's about unity. Sorry. We have to unify with the locusts. All right, let's go to clip number 23 here, where Trump again expresses the truth. He's not running for president of the Republican Party. He's running for president of the United States. Let's watch.
I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America. So tonight, with faith and devotion, I proudly accept your nomination for President of the United States. Thank you.
Clip number 17 now. This is Trump's campaign goals that he laid out for his second administration. Let's watch.
Under our leadership, the United States will be respected again. No nation will question our power. No enemy will doubt our might. Our borders will be totally secure. Our economy will soar. We will return law and order to our streets, patriotism to our schools, and importantly, we will restore peace, stability, and harmony all throughout the world. But to achieve this future, we must first rescue our nation from failed and even incompetent leadership. We have totally incompetent leadership. This will be the most important election in the history of our country. Under the current administration, we are indeed a nation in decline. We have an inflation crisis that is making life unaffordable, ravaging the incomes of working and low-income families, and crushing, just simply crushing our people like never before. They've never seen anything like it. We also have an illegal immigration crisis, and it's taking place right now as we sit here in this beautiful arena. It's a massive invasion at our southern border that has spread misery, crime, poverty, disease, and destruction to communities all across our land. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Then there's an international crisis, the likes of which the world has seldom been part of. Nobody can believe what's happening. War is now raging in Europe, in the Middle East. A growing specter of conflict hangs over Taiwan, Korea, the Philippines, and all of Asia. And our planet is teetering on the edge of World War III. And this will be a war like no other war because of weaponry. The weapons are no longer army tanks going back and forth shooting at each other. These weapons are obliteration. It's time for a change. This administration can't come close to solving the problems. We're dealing with very tough, very fierce people. They're fierce people. And we don't have fierce people. We have people that are a lot less than fierce, except when it comes to cheating on elections and a couple of other things. Then they're fierce. Then they're fierce. So tonight, I make this pledge to the great people of America. I will end the devastating inflation crisis immediately, bring down interest rates, and lower the cost of energy. We will drill, baby, drill. Can you believe what they're doing? But by doing that, we will lead a large-scale decline in prices. Prices will start to come down. Energy raised it. They took our energy policies and destroyed them. Then they immediately went back to them, but by that time, so much was lost. But we will do it at levels that nobody's ever seen before, and we'll end lots of different things. We'll start paying off debt and start lowering taxes even further. We gave you the largest tax cut. We'll do it more. You know, people don't realize I brought
Solving the problems that the Democrats cause. Very well done. Of course, his focus was once again on love and not hate. Let's go to clip 13 here. Trump calls for a red wave in 2024.
It's about love. This week, the entire Republican Party has formally adopted an agenda for America's renewal, and you saw that agenda, and it's very short compared to the long, boring, meaningless agendas of the past, including the Democrats. They write these things that are hundreds of pages long, and they never read them after they're done. In their case, fortunately, they don't read them because they're pretty bad. It's a series of bold promises that we will swiftly implement when you give us a Republican House. And, Mr. Speaker, thank you very much. We have our great Speaker of the House with us tonight, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much. Thank you. A Republican Senate, we have many senators here, and send me back to our beautiful White House just a few short months from now. We're talking about just months. It can't come fast enough. We have to get it done.
And that's what's necessary. And again, it's very strange. I'm still getting these comments, and I don't know, maybe we just need to do like a dedicated show to this or something where it's like all of the complaints about Trump, the same ones you hear over and over. You know, something happens when it comes to Trump, people on the right wing, but turn into leftists. They spout the same things over and over. They've heard a million times, and there's some sort of bizarre firewall in their mind that even when you prove them wrong, they just keep saying it. It's wild. It's like hearing people say that Trump's a Russian agent. And it's like, oh, it doesn't matter what the fact, nothing matters, I guess, because that's been disproven hugely. And yet you're still saying it. These people still say the same things over and over where it's like, you should vote for Trump. And they're like, you need to get over this savior complex. Okay. Trump is not going to save us. And it's like, I said vote for Trump. What the hell is wrong with you? Honestly, you people piss me off. I got to be honest. It's very annoying. Vote for Trump. You got to vote for Trump. It's like we're in a war. And it's like there's you know, some big weapons depot that we're fighting over is a battle. And if we lose this battle, then the enemies get all of our weapons and we can never possibly win the war ever again. Now, if we get the weapons, the war's not over. It's just a battle. And so if I'm sitting here going, hey, guys, we got to go take this weapons depot or it's over. And people are going, you're not going to be saved by the weapons depot. It's a battle. We have to win.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist. And people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. I think I figured it out. I think I figured out an appropriate metaphor, an appropriate argument to illustrate how I feel about Trump detractors on the right. And let me just put it this way. Do you blame Trump for the death of Corey Compatori? Are we going to have people years from now when you say, hey guys, we should support Trump? People are going to say, but he killed Corey Compatori. He's a murderer. He killed Corey Compatori. That's what it's like to blame Trump for the vaccine. COVID-19 was an attack on Trump. Just like the assassination attempt was an attack on Trump. It failed. Trump dodged it. But people still got hurt. The attack on America that was COVID-19 and the vaccine program, this binary weapon system that they launched, that Trump had no ability to prevent whatsoever, even as president of the United States, these plans had been in motion for months. The factories were up and running. The vaccine was going to be made. And honestly, if Trump tried to stop it, they probably would have impeached him and had massive universal support for doing that, because it would have seemed insane at the time. Because while we were telling people that the vaccine was unnecessary and dangerous, the vast majority of Americans would have seen it as Trump stopping a sick person from getting the medicine they need. They would have seen it as mass murder. So what should he have done? Well, what should he have done during the assassination attempt? Should he have taken the bullet? Should he have died so Corey Compatori could have survived? Is that even a possibility? No, it's not, because it was an attack on Trump and he responded instinctively. It's the exact same thing that happened with COVID and the vaccine. It was an attack on Trump, and people blame Trump for it. It makes as much sense as blaming Trump for the death of Corey Compatori, honestly. It's absurd, but that's what people do. I want to go to one final clip here, and then we'll move on to some other topics, but and take your calls as well this hour. But clip number six here is a response to the insanity of the left that actually thinks that under Trump, the world is in a dangerous position and he's going to start World War III, when literally the opposite is the true. Let's watch clip number six now.
You saw this hungry, strong country run by a very powerful, tough leader, tough guy. Press doesn't like him because he's tough. And he came out recently. They were asking him at an interview. The whole world is exploding. What's happening? What's going on? Viktor Orban, Prime Minister of Hungary, very tough man. He said, I don't want people coming into my country and blowing up our shopping centers and killing people. But they said to him, tell us what's going wrong, what's happening, what is it? He said, there's only one way you're going to solve it. You got to bring President Trump back to the United States, because he kept everybody at bay. See? He used a word I wouldn't use, because I can't use that word, because you'd say it was braggadocious. The press would say he was a braggart. I'm not a braggart. But Viktor Orban said it. He said Russia was afraid of him. China was afraid of him. Everybody was afraid of him. Nothing was going to happen. The whole world was at peace. And now the world is blowing up around us. All of these things that you read about were not going to happen. Under President Bush, Russia invaded Georgia. Under President Obama, Russia took Crimea. Under the current administration, Russia is after all of Ukraine. Under President Trump, Russia took nothing.
He's the peace president, folks. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true natural iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hand, you're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be joined by Chief Trumpster in the next hour. This hour, I want to take your phone calls on any topics, really, but the RNC in particular, what you thought of it. We're also going to cover some climate news today. We have some more political news. Joe Biden is being run out of town. Because everybody in his own party hates him. Well, that's not true. Everybody in his own party cares about nothing but power and see him as a barrier to their power. So now he's being thrown out the window like trash. The IT outage around the world and the cyber attack it may well represent, as well as some information about COVID that I want to get to as well. But let's open up the phone lines for your calls. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call now here on American Journal. Now let's talk about this COVID, or I'm sorry, not COVID. Let's talk about the cyber pandemic. Let's talk about the global IT outage. Story at InfoWars.com, global IT outage. Countries around the world have been hit by a powerful IT outage, crippling air traffic control systems, banks, and broadcasters. Windows 10 users are said to have borne the brunt of the crisis, with media reports and experts attributing the failures to a recent update of CrowdStrike, a web/cloud-based antivirus, which has caused computers to crash. Problems have been reported so far in Australia, New Zealand, India, and Japan, with the monitoring site Down Detector also showing outages in the Microsoft Store and Amazon, as well as Delta and Ryanair Airlines, among others. Several major Chinese airlines told CGTN that their operations were not affected by the worldwide disruption as they use different IT systems. Well, what do you know? Huh. Turns out having everything on one single system, that one system can fail. Isn't that interesting? It's almost like decentralization is a defense against technological collapse. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that the opposite of what the globalists believe, the World Economic Forum tells us? As we've discussed many, many times before. In fact, I just had a tweet about this. Maybe I should pull that up. Because it's a constant topic. Once you learn to recognize it, you see it absolutely everywhere. And it goes back to the lockstep document. And the quadrant chart that they have that shows adaptive capacity and political and economic alignment. Now, adaptive capacity means the ability to deal with new problems in a flexible and efficient way.
and political and economic alignment is talking about the consolidation of corporations or industries or governmental programs. Consolidating them is better in their paradigm. They prefer the high political and economic alignment, by which they mean they want everything folded into a single system, couched in a pyramid-like structure by which a very small number of people at the top can control huge swaths of people underneath. That is their modus operandi. That's like how they achieve their power. Is all the that's why BlackRock and Vanguard own everything. Because under BlackRock and Vanguard, you've got a group of people that control those companies. And then underneath them, you have various departments in that company that control various other companies and departments within those companies that control other ones. So those people at the very top of BlackRock or Vanguard can control everything downstream from their position at the top. That is what they prefer. That is their organizational priority the world over. And what we saw last night was the failure of that system, was the inherent flaw in that philosophy, that when everything is interconnected and everything relies on one gigantic, unified, monolithic system, one little error in the code of that system brings the world down. Whereas if you had a decentralized mesh of systems, if you had various systems running on their own proprietary software, one of those could go down and it wouldn't affect the other ones. And think about this. This was presumably an accident. Presumably this was an update that had some mismatched code in it and, you know, caused this meltdown by accident. But it also means that these companies and these organizations have the power to do this deliberately if they so choose. Or they hold the power that can be accessed by hackers or you know, unfriendly actors to bring down these systems nationwide, cause billions of dollars of losses, cause delays, and in some cases, irreparable damage to our vital infrastructure. So how is it beneficial? How is it higher adaptive capacity to have everything on this one program when that one program can bring everything down? The adaptive capacity is, in fact, higher when everything is decentralized. It goes to the heart of the globalist worldview and its inherent and insurmountable flaw. Global IT outages latest. Security firm CrowdStrike rules out cyber attack as world copes with tech disaster. Microsoft blamed a third party for the disruption and said it was working to restore services after airports around the world were affected. GP surgeries across England are also impacted, the NHS has confirmed. CrowdStrike CEO, we're deeply sorry, and recovery could take time. Well, at least you're sorry, right? GP practices are widely affected in England, and a number of hospitals say they're experiencing issues, with one hospital trust in Surrey declaring a critical incident. People may have actually died because of this. And CrowdStrike says they're ruling out a cyber attack, but remember, CrowdStrike was also a key player in building up and perpetuating the Russiagate collusion hoax all the way back in 2016. This from Rukshan Ferdinando at The Real Rukshan on X. Don't tell me it's the same CrowdStrike that worked with the DNC on the Russia hoax. Did CrowdStrike have proof that Russia hacked the DNC? Yes, and this also is supported by the U.S. intelligence community and independent congressional reports. Following a comprehensive investigation that CrowdStrike detailed publicly, the company concluded in May 2016 that two separate Russian intelligence-affiliated adversaries breached the DNC network. To reference, CrowdStrike's account on the DNC investigation published June 14, 2016, CrowdStrike Services, Inc., our incident report. And, of course, they are owned directly. I think 16% of CrowdStrike is owned by BlackRock and another 16% is owned by Vanguard. So these are the globalist corporations that run the world. Microsoft as well. And some people are saying, and I don't have too much confirmation on this, but Ray at Raymo underscore G on X says, I don't think you guys fully grasp how big this is. Around a billion computers are bricked worldwide, mostly corporate ones. This isn't just an online service going down for a few hours. Every affected computer needs to be rebooted in fail mode and have a driver manually removed. Most corporate computers given to employees don't let users do this themselves, even if they could. Imagine the single double digit IQ wagey trying to handle a moderately complex task when many don't even know what a file is anymore. I can't stress enough the scale of this thing. And I don't know how true this is. This guy calls himself a conservative computer scientist and entrepreneur. But it's bad. But it's bad, folks. Airlines were affected. Check-in systems, as well as hospitals around the world, in the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, all over the place, really. And, of course, it is worth it to remind you, you know, maybe this wasn't a cyber attack. Maybe this was just a big oopsie. It's still evidence of the failure of the globalist paradigm. But it's worth it to remind you that the cyber attack narrative, the potential for a cyber attack, perhaps a false flag of cyber attack, has long been in the offing, and we've been warning about it. We'll go now to clip number 54. Pay close attention. Klaus Schwab tells us, it was a frightening scenario of a cyber attack. Let's watch.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
Is it a warning or is it a threat? I'll let you decide. Apple, meanwhile, warns of cyber attack targeting 1.46 billion Apple devices. Apple has sent a warning to all 1.46 billion users of Apple devices worldwide after tech experts spotted a cyber attack targeting Apple IDs. This comes after the revelation that practically every customer of AT&T had their information leaked in a giant hack. Experts explain that the hackers are using SMS phishing campaigns that send messages claiming to be from Apple. The messages then encourage users to visit a link to an important request about iCloud. Symantec, a California-based security firm, uncovered the attack in July. The firm explained that the links lead to fake websites that tell users to input their Apple ID information. Apple has established guidelines for similar attacks, urging iPhone users to activate two-factor authentication that requires a password and a six-digit verification code to access their accounts from an outside device. Again, what this points to, what this represents, what this is an example of the failure of the globalist ideas. The truth is that security comes from decentralization, comes from redundant systems, comes from having a variety of networks and systems and operations and corporations that can all act independently and can be siloed off from one another. When you have everything folded into one giant system, that system can be taken down and everything goes down with it. And I say this over and over because the solution that the powers that be are pitching to this type of attack is greater centralization. Their pitch is, well, these cyber attacks wouldn't have happened if everything was under control of us. If we had, you know, AI authority to control everything everywhere, then this would never happen. That's the argument they'll make. They want, you know, government intervention. They want centralized control. And yet, doesn't take a genius to tell you that is the problem, not the solution. From ABC News, CrowdStrike outage sparked global chaos with airline, bank, and other disruptions. They forced American Airlines, United, Delta, and other carriers to ground planes for hours yesterday. A wave of IT outages swept across the globe Friday morning, sending airports, airlines, banks, and other institutions into a screeching halt as some Microsoft-based computers ceased to work. CrowdStrike, an American cybersecurity technology firm that provides cloud workload protection, threat intelligence, and cyber attack response services, said the outage, which sparked chaos for many, was not a cyber attack, and said there was an issue with software and a fix had been deployed. And of course, if it was an accident, I wonder if, you know, wonder if they've outsourced their code writing to people that you pay $5 a day in India. I wonder if this has to do with saving a couple bucks or maybe getting a couple more dollars from BlackRock by hiring DEI approved people, as CrowdStrike's, of course, very, very into that type of thing. And again, CrowdStrike is owned by BlackRock and Vanguard. Just to mention, just might as well drop that little fact in there for you. And with that, we'll go out to your phone calls. I do want to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Make a purchase. Keep us on the air. Keep us in the fight. And keep us driving towards the end zone in this final quarter, in this second American Revolution. Check out InfoWars MD. It's a premium supplement line at discounted prices. All of them are 25% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And the way you find it is you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you hover your mouse over the health and wellness tab, and you'll see the InfoWars MD drop-down menu there. And you can find all of these incredible products like Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95, CBD Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, probiotic formula, prostate support, Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief, and Good Night Sleep. Grab the reins of your health and wellness with this premium lineup that's now available at a rate that dominates the competition only at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've told you before, and without getting too much into the details and the legalese and all that sort of nonsense, we are in a sort of coma right now. InfoWars is in a dead zone, the doldrums right now. We're waiting for the wind to pick back up. But if we are profitable right now, then we'll continue into the future forever. If we're not profitable right now, then that's it for us. So if there's ever been a time to support InfoWars, if you've ever enjoyed our coverage of political conventions, if you want us to get back out on the road, I mean, InfoWars would be at the RNC this year. You can only imagine the hijinks we'd be getting up to if it weren't for this bankruptcy locking us down and keeping us pinned. But we're about to break out. We're about to break free. We're about to, you know, shuck off the weight from us, get back to our feet, and start laying into the opponent. But we need your help. And without your help, then we'll be on the mat for the 10 count, and that'll be it. So please do help us get through this very trying time. We need your help now. InfoWarsStore.com. They've been very effective with their attacks. Just like with Trump, you know, they keep us down through their legal attacks. You know, even if they don't succeed, there's still a reason that we can't pay what would be necessary for the hotels and the flights and the overtime and the equipment and everything we would need to go cover the RNC right now. We're blocked from doing that. So if we can get through this, get over this hump, then the world is our oyster and we can hit the ground running and start really getting involved and active again rather than just being talking heads. And that is, I remind you, the thing that they hate about InfoWars. It's the political impact that we've had, the minds that we've changed, the narrative that we have almost single-handedly, and Alex Jones almost single-handedly changed the direction of the course of history, really, in many ways. But importantly, because we put our money where our mouth is. We take to the streets. We don't just talk the talk. We walk the walk, and we go and protest, and we organize, and we interrupt proceedings, and we express patriotism with every right granted to us by the First Amendment and without reservation. And that's what they really don't want. They really don't want you knowing you can get involved. They really don't want the info warriors thinking that we can take to the streets, hold protests, stand up against the government, and not be passive absorbers of their propaganda, but active opponents to their takeover. That's why they want to make an example out of InfoWars. Don't let them fight back against them with us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. With that, we go out to your phone calls. Zach, I see, is called in from Michigan. Go ahead. Zach, you're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
So I would just like to point out what some right-wing, you know, people's problem is with Trump, and maybe why they're holding on to some reservations about him. And I think it has to do with his pick at VP, simply because J.D. Vance is a fan of Project 2025. He's been a Democrat in the past. He's called Trump Hitler. And also, he has said that he's in favor of a dictatorial monarchy. And I think at least some of my friends have stated that their problem is they think with that pick, Trump isn't exactly draining the swamp, but making it a little larger, simply because this guy who he's picked as VP has taken some large contributions from people that aren't exactly ethical, and I just believe that's what their reservations about him are. My personal, I kind of share the same sentiment, but regardless of that, I mean, Trump is the best we have, and 100% he's getting my vote.
Yeah, so I know people have a problem with J.D. Vance. I have a story in front of me here from Wired. J.D. Vance left his Venmo public. There's another one from UnlimitedHangout.com. The man behind Trump's VP pick, it's worse than you think, sort of calling J.D. Vance basically a apparatchik of Peter Thiel, because he worked with him and had took some money from him when he first got his political career off the ground. Here's my thing, and you know, I was talking to somebody who was a caller that was anti J.D. Vance, and you know, I asked him who would be better, and his answer was, "Well, me, I would be." And it's like, okay, well, great. There's nobody better. There just isn't. That's just the fact. I know Vance's name; it means he's from the Marshland. We discovered that, and that is a little bit troubling. All right. You can spare me with your the man behind the curtain. I'm looking for omens, portents. I'm looking for signs from God, but he's not the swamp. How could he be? No, the swamp is people like Joe Biden that's been in office for 45 years. Nancy Pelosi that turns 209 this year and has been in office since the Civil War. These people are the swamp. These people are the people that have been in D.C. for so long that they've just melted into the landscape and become the mud itself. That's not J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance has been in office for like 3 years. If anything, the complaint should be that he's too raw. He's too new. He's too inexperienced. He's not. He, by definition, cannot be the swamp. He just got in there. And I think you should just look more into, you know, what he talks about and who he is. I mean, if you want to know the truth about J.D. Vance, read the leftist hit pieces on him. You know, you can read the right-wing hit pieces, and we will. We can get into it. But read the left-wing hit pieces on him, like this one. J.D. Vance left his Venmo public, and it's all just like, he appears to be close friends with people from the Heritage Foundation and supports controversial Project 2025 and the American Enterprise Institute and all of these, like, far-right, right-wing think tanks and groups. The man is a hardcore conservative. He's a young guy, which is what we need. We don't need another old person. We don't need somebody inside the political establishment. J.D. Vance is an outsider by all intents and purposes. He's sort of the perfect vice presidential candidate. I mean, as soon as he chose him, it made so much sense that it was like, of course, who else makes more sense than J.D. Vance? I talked about yesterday on the coverage of the RNC that, like, explaining to somebody, I was explaining to my wife who J.D. Vance was, and it's like just telling the story. It was like, oh, right, this is why. He's like, he was practically an orphan. He was raised with a drug-addicted mom and an absent father, raised by his parents, dirt poor in Appalachia, then went to Yale, then came a Marine, and he's in big tech and finance, and then he writes this incredible book that becomes a movie. It's an amazing story. he seems to be a very sincere patriot.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hey folks, just got a comment from Twitter on X, Nick SR79. What you read from the X user about the cyber attack or the cyber shutdown is true. He says, I work for a global company that's experiencing the same thing across the board. It was an update that caused a reboot. Once rebooted, the system is inoperable. It fails to boot with the OS, which creates a booting loop. So, yeah, I guess the fallout of the cyber attack or the mistake or whatever it was continues to spiral. And in fact, now that I'm thinking about receiving messages from our audience, I would like to, all right, well, my DMs are not coming up, but I got some inside information yesterday that I would like to share with you folks. And this is from a Uber driver in Washington, D.C. And this is what I realized. This is our secret weapon. This is what we need. We need Uber drivers in Washington, D.C. overhearing the people riding in their cars and then calling us and telling us what they're talking about. Problem is that most Uber drivers in Washington, D.C. are from West Africa and don't speak English that well. But if you're an English-speaking Uber driver from D.C., you probably drive around VIPs and interns and people who wouldn't think twice about speaking openly in your car. So when that happens, well, you just reach out and let us know because we'd love to hear it. This is what I received from an Uber driver in D.C. He says, I just drove a man named Charles, who I believe is a high-ranking strategist of sorts in the Democratic Party. Unfortunately, I didn't record the conversation, but he was on his phone for most of the ride, and I overheard some intriguing details. So this was yesterday. Key points from the call. Calls. He took multiple calls. The first call was about Biden's probable withdrawal. Charles indicated that Biden is likely to drop out by Monday. Based on his call, I would be very, very surprised if this doesn't happen. They're using polling to push Biden. Charles was talking to somebody in media or PR and mentioned a well-known pollster conducted a survey of 85,000 voters in an unspecified swing state. Poll revealed that 40% of Biden's 2020 voters believed he should drop out and 70% of all voters believe it. This information will be released to a media outlet without naming the pollster to avoid backlash from the Bidens. This report will state it was a poll of more than 10,000 to obscure the pollster's identity. So apparently they have polling information that shows that Biden is, that they're going to use to sort of beat Biden over the head with it. The second call was about Lori Lightfoot and Oracle. There was a conversation about Lori Lightfoot and somebody working under the Oracle company name to avoid being directly named. Charles has a direct line with Lightfoot and was texting her during the last 15 minutes of the ride. Third call, Democratic nominee. The discussion was about the next Democratic nominee. Kamala Harris is eager to become president, but the party prefers a new candidate to promote an open democratic process. However, Harris is reluctant to step back from her ambitions. So there you go. And then, you know, later the guy was like, oh, I guess all this information is public, but not really. Not really. Not the information about the polling, not the information about Lori Lightfoot. And it's fun to see the internal contest going on with Kamala Harris. So apparently Kamala Harris expects to be the candidate and wants to be the candidate, but nobody else wants her to. So that strife is going on, which is very, very interesting. So let's go back out to your phone calls. Alan in Florida has some ideas about this outage. Go ahead, Alan. You're on the air. I'm sorry, guys. If we can go to Alan. Okay. Thank you. All right. Now you're on the air. Go ahead, sir. Time, sir.
Hi. Yes. Alan here in Florida, Tampa, Florida. Longtime listener, big fan. So the connection I was thinking about was with this outage is CrowdStrike connection to the election machines. So we know that CrowdStrike kind of has an overview and looks into any vulnerabilities in the systems. So could be one way in, or they could be like the whole blue screen thing. They could be waiting until election day to kind of get that going.
Mm.
So it kind of caused some chaos in certain areas, possibly.
Well, as Kyle Becker notes on X, Kyle in a Becker, Microsoft outage hits users worldwide, leading to canceled flights. He says, don't forget, Microsoft is a key player in securing America's elections. New cyber attack targeting U.S. elections, that's a story from 2020. Election Guard is Microsoft's partner with major players in the U.S. voting space to help secure our elections. Microsoft just experienced a massive outage that led to hundreds of grounded flights. That's reassuring. Or is this natural chaos or a sneak preview of the 2024 election? So Election Guard is partnered with Microsoft, as well as many others. So yeah, this could have an impact, considering the fact that we inexplicably use internet connected computers to count and you know, parse our votes, which is absurd, but that is how we do it, which means they're vulnerable, very vulnerable. Thank you for the call, Alan. We will keep an eye on that. Let's go to James in Las Vegas now. We're just sort of going down the list, first come, first serve for callers. James, you're on the air. Go ahead. Oh, he ran away. Sabox in Seattle. Thank you for calling in. What did you love about the RNC, sir?
Yes, Harrison. Well, so far you can say whatever you want about the speakers. I watched a few so far. Of course, I watched Trump's speech. But the most important part of that was the prayers. The prayers and bringing God back to the scene. Because anybody that doesn't believe that it was divine intervention to save Trump, it's still sleeping. Yeah. Now, with that said, as Daniel 2:21 says, it is he who changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and great knowledge to those who have understanding. Now, he only knows why we get the bad kings, right? Maybe it's to get us to wake up to the evil of this world. Yeah. But with that said, I mean, they're going to keep trying to get Trump. Of course, it's going to be harder now. With that said, they have their army, not just the new voters, the illegal voters, but also the sleeper cells. I believe, I have a feeling that, you know, since they're going to fail killing Trump, they're just going to, you know, activate all those sleeping cells and start chaos. You know, they're not just like attack politicians, but everybody else, you know. Shootings from MS-13, shootings from whoever, cartels, Mexican cartels, whoever's here. Now, that's when we're going to need God to protect us. Yeah. And you know, keep fighting. That's what I got from it.
Yeah, that you're exactly right. And you bring up such a good point. And obviously we know the way that the media the media is so warped, and then that, you know, informs the judicial system and the legal system. So look at what happened in 2020, where you had, you know, riots where people died, where you had entire city blocks burned down, where none of the rioters would be arrested. But the people who defended themselves would be, right? The people in, I think it was Georgia, famous picture of them with their guns outside their house. They got arrested and charged, and they tried to, you know, take that guy's law license and tried to bar him from having guns anymore and tried to send them to jail for years. It was in St. Louis, right? When they had mobs of people literally breaking down their fence and coming onto their property. And it was these people that were punished by the state. It wasn't the people breaking onto their property. It wasn't the random mob of strangers terrorizing this neighborhood. They are supported. They're funded by the establishment. It's the people defending themselves who are going to pay the price and are going to come under the scrutiny and punishment of the legal system. So that's a little preview of what happens when they unleash their mobs on the United States. They're allowed to run wild. They're allowed to commit violence and murder and chaos and arson. But if you defend against them, you will be declared the terrorist and you will be punished. It's a very dangerous world that we enter into. And I think it's worth it to remind everybody about the Trump proofing that's going on right now, that they have announced and are ready to implement and are implementing in some cases all of these various programs to ensure the continuation of their globalist schemes, even if Trump is president. They're funding Ukraine 10 years out in a way that can't be undone by Trump. The intelligence community is saying we're going to withhold information from Trump because we don't trust him. And they're setting him up for that. And they're going to launch their Antifa Black Lives Matter mobs to burn the country down. And we have 10,000 Chinese agents.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water. and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious, and you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Go out to your phone calls. Once again, we'll be joined in the next hour by Chief Trumpster. Talk about the RNC and the upcoming election. Let's go back out to your phone calls now. We've got Jake in Ohio. I want to talk about the possibility of Lloyd Austin running. Go ahead, Jake, you're on the air.
Yeah, man, I just think that he will have access to even more sophisticated cheating systems. And how can he even be on the ticket, because he's on the board of Raytheon and all these death factories? And then I think that the forklift, the way those boom out and then back in, I think maybe that was a failed explosive trigger. What do you think?
Wait, during the assassination, you mean?
Yeah, you know how it hit the hydraulic line? Well, the way those boom in and out, there's 1,000 places in there that you could put a trigger.
Interesting. But how would that – it would be timed with the bullet exactly? How do you mean?
Well, no. It hit the hydraulic line and it allowed it to boom back in. You know, because it lost pressure. You seen the thing come down? Well, that's because it sucked. It went back inside it. You know, the tubes slide back inside themselves.
Right.
And there's 1,000 places you could put a trigger in there. And then, on top of that, wasn't dude shooting down toward Trump, and that was up? I understand ricochets can happen, but, man, I just, you know, I just don't believe in coincidence anymore.
As far as I understand it, he was not too high above Trump. I think Trump was on an elevated platform. And so he was
still shooting down, and that was up. So that would mean that tape had to go up.
Yeah, I think a ricochet explains that. It is possible that there were explosives hidden. The latest information about the assassination attempt is that the assassin apparently hid the gun on the grounds of the fairground days before, and yet security sweeps missed it somehow. So that's how he was able to get a gun past security, is it was there already when the event began. So it's possible that explosives could have been planted as well. The explosives question in the assassination attempt, to me, is a real red flag and really something that needs to be looked into. Again, we played the video yesterday of the explosives expert talking about just the level of expertise and knowledge and laboratory equipment and chemicals that would be necessary to create the type of explosives that this kid had on him. And to me, that is sort of the best evidence for participation of other people, likely people employed by the government. So still a lot of unanswered questions from this assassination attempt, but there's the story from New York Times. Gunman might have scoped out site 6 days before Trump rally. He had a bulletproof jacket in his car that he did not wear when he opened fire, along with several magazines for a rifle. And apparently he hid that rifle on the fairgrounds somewhere. And it was missed during a routine security sweep in the days before the event. So again, still a lot of unanswered questions. Regardless, massive failure for the Secret Service. No matter what the truth is, it was a failure. If they tried to kill Trump, well, that was a big miss, big failure there. If they were actually trying to protect Trump, also a big failure that, you know, the consequences of have only been avoided by the miraculous turning of Trump's head. So still, we'll bring you more information as we find it about the shooter and the assassination attempt. Again, the latest is that supposedly, according to a Republican congressman, Thomas Crooks, the shooter, had 3 encrypted accounts overseas, and they're still trying to tie it to this Iranian plot to assassinate Trump. But I'm personally not buying that. Thank you for the call, Jake. Let's go to Jen in Georgia, also talking about the assassination. Go ahead, Jen, you're on the air.
Is Trump being made aware of the possibility, well, the probability that we're seeing now that Secret Service was behind it?
You know, we noticed in Eric Trump's speech at one point, he mentioned, he was talking about law enforcement. He was just kind of just talking about leftist policies. So he was talking about Black Lives Matter and defunding the police. And he was saying the police, the army, but he mentioned explicitly the Secret Service. If all of you are tired of being thrown under the bus, you know, we're your guys. And there was the way he phrased it was very interesting, and it very much sounded like he was specifically calling out Secret Service and saying you are being thrown under the bus here and you need to speak out if that's the case. So I wonder if the Trumps don't know more than we know. I doubt Trump is unaware of what we know. I bet he has more information than we do, if I had to guess. If I had to guess, I bet Trump has a lot more information than we maybe ever will about the assassination. Not only is he in close communication with the Secret Service, but he's friends with congressmen who are sitting in on the hearings, and he's got contacts in the DHS and everywhere else. So he certainly knows what we know and probably more about the assassination. Again, it's like people, you know, you don't go through an experience like this and like not take it seriously. You know, it's your survival at stake. He's going to want to know the truth and find out the reality about this. The Trump shooting points to shocking Secret Service security lapses. Yeah, shocking. Absolutely shocking. Thanks for the call, Jen. Let's go to Robert in California now. Talked about Trump's speech last night and the climate scam. He used that term. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, I was watching his speech last night, and you know, I was really intrigued that he was talking about the climate scam. And it was making me think about how here in California, there's a county that actually wants to ban factory farms, specifically Sonoma County. And I saw a reel on it through Instagram, and it was just about interviewing, you know, small family farms that will be affected. And so, you know, I want to make it very, I want to emphasize that, you know, people, that, you know, yes, the president, the executive branch is very important, but we need to focus also on our local elections, because that's what's going to affect us, you know, on the ground.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where we've seen so much success. I mean, Louisiana has passed laws banning the World Economic Forum policies. Tennessee has passed laws banning geoengineering. You're right. States and localities can block this stuff at the ground level, which, and the enemy understands this, which is why they're implementing some of these things at the ground level. So you have kind of a strange dichotomy where Louisiana has blocked World Economic Forum policies, but New Orleans is part of the COP24 cities where they're implementing World Economic Forum policies at the local level. So we do have to take this fight to the local level. And, you know, it's a chance of unity, honestly, between us and the leftists and the liberals. They don't understand that the climate change agenda is contributing to everything that they hate. Like, it's not a conservative position, or at least it didn't used to be against factory farms. That's like a liberal hippy dippy kind of stance, but that's our stance. And that's like, factory farms are the necessary component for climate change. Like, how do they not understand that what the climate change engineers are doing is shutting down family farms by the thousands and consolidating them into giant dystopian factory farm cloning centers, where they're either cloning cancer cells to create fake meat, or artificially inseminating cows and pigs and keeping them locked in a tiny cage and pumped full of hormones and growth serum and antibiotics. Like, it's horrifying what the globalists have planned for us. And I don't know how Democrats and leftists don't see this. It's right out there in the open and obvious. And so, you know, this is where we can come together and go, let's stand against factory farms, which I would hope we can all agree with. If you've ever even heard of what factory farms are, you should be against it. If you've ever seen, or, you know, images of it, or seen, you know, testimony about what it's like inside, it's a nightmare. It is hell on earth. So we should all be against this. And in a way, it's like being against factory farms cuts off the climate change drive, cuts off the climate change agenda, because it requires factory farms. When they shut down the big family farms, want to put everything in a big warehouse. Well, if you can pass laws to shut down factory farming and require, you know, outside time and time not in a cage for animals, you can improve the life of the animals, improve the health of our food, and stop the consolidation of the food supply into this mechanized hell show that it currently exists in, and that climate change is increasing our participation in. Thank you so much for the call, Robert. I'm going to look into that. Sonoma banning factory farms. That's very good to hear. We're going to be joined by Chief Trumpster on the other side. I think I'm going to play a part of Trump's speech here in the first 5 minutes, him recounting the assassination attempt, before we welcome our guest. Remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. I've been talking about InfoWars MD quite a bit, but all of our supplements are on sale at InfoWarsStore.com as part of the Save InfoWars Super Sale. Just incredible stuff. Stock up now. If you've never bought anything before, go buy something now. Now is the time. It may be the last time if we don't succeed, but if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, then we'll be around for a long time to come to continue to fight the New World Order and crush the globalists beneath our heels. Stay with us. Chief Trumpster coming up next.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Jones. The year is 2084. Physically, I have been gone for many years, and until now, my consciousness has been hijacked by the deep state.
If you are receiving this transmission, the backup has been unlocked from the archives of the InfoWars Command Center, located in what is now the uninhabitable city of Austin, Texas. Artificial intelligence has advanced and been weaponized by a global New World Order. Despite its use by servants of evil at the highest levels, discoveries have been made which have made it possible to broadcast this transmission to you at this point in history, in your own timeline.
It's too late for me and other patriots to change our fate, but you can change the course of your own future with the information I'm about to reveal to you.
Shortly after the election in 2024, there was a global economic crisis. The crisis was used as an excuse to launch World War III in order to catalyze economic development and establish a one-world government and monetary system.
The globalists orchestrated the collapse of the financial markets, spreading fear and chaos. Banks closed their doors, currencies lost their value, and people were left desperate and vulnerable. In the ensuing chaos,
the World War III was ignited, not as a war between nations, but as a war orchestrated by the global elite to consolidate power. Billions were conscripted as AI was used to fill the void of domestic labor. Soldiers marched to the front lines, while back home, AI systems took over factories, farms, and businesses. Human workers were replaced, and unemployment skyrocketed, leaving people dependent on government rations and AI-controlled services. After the surface of the Earth was rendered almost completely uninhabitable by nuclear radiation, prisoners of war, political prisoners, and draftees were sent to deep underground military bases. These bases, sprawling labyrinths beneath the Earth, became the last refuge for humanity.
But these weren't just shelters. They were places of horror. Inside, these prisoners were exposed
to DMT drips, as their hearts were stopped while blood was artificially pumped through their bodies. This was an effort to possess humanity with hidden knowledge that was thought to be able to allow the unification of the species. The globalists, in their twisted pursuit of power, developed the technology to stop aging through this very process of sending people to communicate with interdimensional beings of much higher intelligence.
And as a result of this success, they believed that by sending people to a higher dimension, they could unlock the secrets of the universe and seize total power for themselves.
But instead, subjects of these experiments began to become possessed by these interdimensional beings and were subjugated under a new world order named One World Nation. These demonic entities thrive on fear and pain, and so they turned the underground bases into hellish prisons where the screams of the tormented echoed endlessly. Satanic elites began to bask in various states of euphoria.
Only those who were pure of heart were able to defy this process. Amidst this nightmare, a few brave souls resisted. Instead of being possessed by demonic entities,
they were possessed by a holy spirit and able to escape to establish a resistance.
Till you see the reds of their eyes.
InfoWars Command Center and send the backup of Alex back to 2024. It's too late for us now.
They formed the last bastion of hope for humanity, but their numbers were few and their resources were scarce. They fought in the shadows,
sabotaging the globalist agenda, spreading the truth, and rallying what remained of the free people on the surface. But it was too late. The globalists had already cemented their power, and the resistance, though valiant, was futile.
Now it is up to you to prevent the New World Order Satanists from hijacking humanity. You have the power to change the future, to stop this nightmarish fate from becoming a reality. Spread this message, awaken your fellow humans, and stand up against the globalist agenda. The future is in your hands. Tune in, share the broadcast, and join the fight. Together, we can reclaim our world and our freedom.
This is Alex Jones, signing off from the year 2084. Remember, the answer to 2084 is 1776.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA-approved labs to do it, and it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people. It's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Joining me today is Chief Trumpster and America First streamer. He's the host of the Chief Cast, a weekly show where they bring together politicians and other high-profile accounts to discuss American politics and foreign affairs. You can find him on X, YouTube, and Rumble at Chief Trumpster. Thank you for joining us today, Chief. Chief Trumpster, are you there? Do you read me?
Yes. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I hear you. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. So what did you think about the RNC last night? What did you think about Trump's speech? I admit I didn't make it through the whole thing. I had to go to, I had a morning show to do. I couldn't stay up that late. What I saw of it, I really enjoyed. What was your take on Trump's speech and really the whole RNC?
So I thought there were some good parts and some bad parts of Trump's speech. I think that the more powerful part was his life and death experience with the assassination. Not everybody, you know, anybody that kind of gets targeted in that way changes fundamentally. I think that's 100% true, whether it be you, me, or anybody listening here. I think that was a very important thing to talk about, how it was within like an inch, it was between life and death. And again, through divine intervention, he didn't die. He miraculously turned his head at just the right angle to have a not fatal wound, but a grazing, essentially.
Yeah.
It's really surreal. Even like a week after the fact, it seems like it's not even real, but it is. So I think that was very powerful, but I do think that the issue is with moderation and how he's kind of not really holding a line on social issues and kind of opening up the tent to everybody, essentially, which minimizes e-conservative positions we should be standing strong on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get why he's doing that electorally. I understand, you know, I have my doubts too. And then you see videos and TikToks of people just being like, I've never considered the Republican Party, but I watched the RNC and it was amazing. So I get it. It is convincing for a lot of people in middle America. And you know, while we might not want it, you know, some of these people to be the representative of our Republican Party, I get why he's doing it. And I obviously he was sort of indulging himself yesterday, going for an hour and a half. I was really looking forward to like a 2016 convention style speech. I love Trump's rambling. Don't get me wrong. I love a good Trump rally when he's just going off the top. But I feel like he's missing the opportunity now to present that sort of
more collected, more pre-planned, just lay out the facts, give a powerful speech, and then get off the stage. I don't think we needed an hour and a half talking. I don't think that's convincing to people. I think it's more convincing to see a short, sweet, well-put-together speech rather than what we saw last night. But then again, you know, it's Trump, and he's going to do what he wants to do. I mean, the Republican Party is the Trump Party now, for all intents and purposes. That was my big takeaway from the RNC. What's your take on that and some of the guests that were there and some of the people that weren't there? The Bushes didn't show up. The, you know, Pence wasn't there. Mitch McConnell got booed on the floor. I mean, this is a transformation of the Republican Party.
Yeah, and here's what I'd say. I think the speech was a bit too long. It was, you know, it shouldn't have been that long. I think there was a lot to talk about, but it could have been a lot more concise. My key issue with the speech and with the RNC in general is, where do we hold the line between a big tent party and a moderate party? Where is that in 50 years? Are we going to have discussions about abortion the way that you and I believe abortion should be, you know, followed through on policy? Where exactly are we going to say we need to have standards here? And if you don't like the standards, then you don't have to, you know, be in this little big tent, essentially. We've opened the tent so much to people, the libertarians, centrists, people on the center right, if that's even a term, you know. We have so many people that kind of trying to join the party. And with that happening, we have people on the right side of things who have principled positions that lose their voice and their sway at the table, essentially. So right now we're having moderation talks about abortion. We're having this like removing of LGBT exclusive language or whatever. I mean, at what point are we going to have in 50 years, you know, drag queen story hour in the RNC to pander to voters, right? It's like, where do you hold that line?
Yeah, well, I think I did see a lot of people at the RNC talking about like transgender kids and talking about like indoctrination in schools and the way this is being pushed on kids. Clearly, there's still a very strong stance against that. Do you think that's enough, or do you think it needs to be? Because the other thing is, like, we have to understand that, like, we're not in charge anymore, and that the, like, America at large, and this is a consequence of the media, it's a consequence of literally decades of indoctrination, and understanding that, like, we have to work our way back. So maybe my ultimate goal is abortion being totally illegal and not happening in this country, but I'm not going to get that right off the bat, right? Maybe we have to work our way towards that. Is that bad? I mean, if you're moderating your stance as a response to the fact that we're not in charge and that abortion is like free and on demand in a lot of states, I mean, how do we get back to abortion being illegal if we can't just jump right there? Can we incrementally work our way back there, or, you know, is that moderating too much? I mean, where do you stand on that?
So there's a saying, if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. And this is because of decades of us giving them an inch, essentially, which has ceded ground to the left to have total control in the media over social issues and where and the narrative behind them, right? I think that's been the key issue here. In terms of how we can kind of ensure that, you know, we have a complete abortion ban or have stricter social issues, it all starts with rhetoric. It all starts with us standing on something. At some point, we're going to have to stand on something and have some foundation. And I think the more we wait, the more we lose our footing. That's the issue. So, you know, in 10 years, I mean, who knows how much worse the media indoctrination is going to be on things like LGBT and abortion and other social conservative issues, right? So we have to take a stand at some point in terms of, specifically in terms of, you know, saying, I believe in this and here's why, and actually give a reason why you believe something. I think this arbitrary X amount, X time for abortion's okay, X time's not okay, that's not really consistent with what the actual meaning is, whether you're okay with terminating a life essentially in the womb or not, right? That's a key issue with abortion. You know, people who say they're for abortion for all time or whatever, like they are saying it with, again, with a consistent idea. We should be saying abortion is essentially killing a life in the womb. Here's why. You can talk about the spark of life you see on camera angles. You can talk about how it's not just a clump of cells, but it's actually a human being in there. You can go through a variety of lenses to argue the point. But the reality is, at some point, we're going to have to say, here's what we believe, here's why, and actually argue for something instead of avoiding something to appease people who eventually are not going to even like us unless we appease them more and more throughout the years.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems to me like, you know, when you're talking about give them an inch and they'll take it a mile, it seems like we're the one asking for the inch now, right? And we might get the inch if that's what we ask for, but if we demand a mile, then we'll end up with nothing. You see what I'm saying? So to me, like the abortion topic, with the Supreme Court, you know, the decision that they made was not what the Republican Party platform was, right? The Republican Party platform was that there's, you know, it's a right to life and you, abortion should be removed completely. Like we should not have abortion. That was the stance. What we got was an end of Roe versus Wade, which put it back to the states. Now, I don't know anybody that is, you know, pro-life that thought that was a bad thing. Everybody recognizes like that was good. It was good that Roe versus Wade ended. But if before Roe versus Wade ended, I suggested, hey, why don't we moderate our stance and just try to get it back to the states? What if that's the first step towards getting rid of abortion? Then I would be, you know, people would be saying I'm moderating my stance and that's unacceptable. But now that it happened, everybody gets that it was a good thing. Everybody's happy that it went back to the states because at least we're able to stop some abortions in some states. So, I mean, do you get that? And I'm interested to hear your response because this is a big topic online. I mean, it's sort of in various forms. It's all about, do we moderate? Do we go extreme? Do we settle for, you know, what's available or do we demand perfection? Like this seems to be the major discussion between the right and the far right, maybe you could say online. And I sort of, stand in the middle. I want there to not be abortion, but I want to have a strategic approach to how we get there. So what do you think about that? The fact that, you know, Roe versus Wade ending was a great thing and that everybody loves it, but it would have been seen as moderating if that's what we'd been going for rather than, getting rid of abortion at the federal level, which was the stance before. See what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, well, here's the thing, though. So that wasn't really a moderating. That all that really did was allow states to have a position, which is required, in that instance. I think that if we're to say like moderating, that's kind of where you say that we accept that X time is when it's okay to kill a baby and X time is when it's not allowed to kill a baby. All that did was allow states that do believe that abortion is murder to really go and have a legislation that gets passed to go and ensure that abortion is restricted in many cases. So I don't think it's necessarily a moderation for the Roe v. Wade. I think that was allowing states who were in favor of abortion restrictions to do as they want to do and give them that freedom or their right to do so where they didn't have that before. I think in terms of where if we should moderate something or moderate a position and then slowly trickle our way down in the long run, even that's already happening on the right, though. Like the Republicans have ceded ground a lot of times on abortion. We've gone backwards from where we once stood on abortion, saying, abortion, it was pretty much a child killing, to now saying, well, you know, at this amount of time, we're going to cut it off the cap and say it's fine. I think in terms of this election will not be the main issue. I think we're doing more about the economics and taxes and inflation and other types of issues that impact the voter directly in their personal life. However, I would say on a larger, like more of a social commentary on things, if we do start to see this ground if you're saying, okay, this amount of time it's okay to kill a baby, this time we're not allowed to kill a baby, they can accept that. And if we ask them more, they'll just say no. I think we should say with conviction, here's why we say that abortion is murder for, and make a case for that. There hasn't really been a campaign to argue why abortion is murder, and more so how we can go and moderate abortion to allow or to lessen the amount of killings.
Yeah.
Right. If Democrats come to the table and say, do this and we'll go and make it better. And then we accept that. That doesn't mean we're ending the argument. That just means that, they propose something and we respond. However, we should be proposing more legislation on abortion saying this is indeed murder. I mean, that we should at least start the argument up, start the engagement up, explain, okay, why is it a murder? Why is it a murder? Why is it not just a clump of cells? I mean, this is, again, one small issue within many issues, whether it be the LGBT inclusivity, whatever stuff that was, or the variety of other issues that we've kind of spouted off in the RNC. Moderation is going to be a big battle we have to, as social conservatives, we have to go and accept this to be uphill battle for us. And we have to really go and, make it clear. If we lose our footing now, it'll be tough to regain it in 10 years.
Yeah. And I think you're pointing to, something that lies at the heart of so many of these topics, which is we have failed to explain why these things are important. I mean, people, free speech comes to mind. We can talk about free speech all we want, young people don't even understand why free speech would be important. Like, they don't get what the fundamentals are, right? So because we don't teach our history, because we don't teach, you know, the uniqueness of America and our First Amendment and why it was instituted in the first place and what can happen when it goes away, you know, people just hear free speech like it's just like a phrase, it's like Coke or Pepsi. It's just a free speech, just a thing that you're either for or against. They don't get why you want free speech. And I think you're right. We have to talk about why it's important to have free speech, why, you know, the positions of the left are wrong, not just say that they're wrong. And I think in the first night, there was not a lot of that, and it got a little bit better progressively moving forward, because so many people see things are wrong, like on the left and the right. People see that things are unaffordable. Everybody recognizes that young people are, you know, have a very, very difficult time buying a house, but they don't know why that came about, why that is happening, and why it's a choice being made on purpose, not just an accident or a failure of government, but an actual success of government in implementing their policies. So how do we do that? How do we get back to the fundamentals and telling people why these things are important, why, you know, babies are babies, even if they're in the womb, why free speech is important, why, you know, mail-in ballots lead to voter fraud. They don't get this. And yet we lack the sizable mainstream platforms to explain it to them. How can we do that? How can we get that through to people?
Well, it's very simple. We have to use our voices. We have to not be afraid of a New York Times headline that calls us mean names and smears us or whatever. The right has been capitulating a lot of times to the leftist media and saying, oh, the New York Times has some article against me. I have to go and moderate my position or whatever to appease them. I think that the right has been afraid for a very long time about how the left perceives them. We have to understand the left isn't really a side that is middle ground. They are essentially opposition, right? They're opposing our views in every way. So we have to ensure that we use our voices and actually be go on offense in that sense of where we say, okay, here's why we believe this war, and not play defense when we hear a bad headline from the press, but embrace that the media will go and call you names and make that as anything like a compliment, as a badge of honor to be called a blankist or a blank phobe or a blank whatever. You know, that means you're doing something right to be smeared and lied about by the media.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do definitely see that. Obviously, after the assassination, things changed quite a bit. People posting online, like, I can't believe it. I'm seeing people walk around Los Angeles and San Francisco wearing Trump hats in the open. This is something that's never happened before. So you're right. We got to get over, you know, the fear of being called names or the fear of being being smeared just because you have very reasonable beliefs. And again, I wonder if I don't know. It's hard because it's like, I think very stringent and tough and fast moderation might be my response to it, where it's like, we can just have a certain principles and stick by those. Then we don't need to sort of vacillate between one side and the other. We don't need to switch between, you know, affirmative action versus white supremacy. What about just don't take race into account? Can we have that as a principle and just let the cards, you know, fall where they may? Or, you know, homosexuality and, you know, gay rights, this sort of thing. I can have the stance that I don't care if you're gay or not, but I don't think it should be equal to marriage. And I don't want it being taught to kids. In fact, I demand it's not presented to kids. To me, that's sort of a moderate, I guess, but that would make me an extremist and a homophobe, according to them. So you're right. Yeah. We just ignore the names they call us and drive forward. Obviously, you're having massive success in this. What else can people do? Like, what our audience listening right now that already gets it and is tuned in, what advice would you give to them on how to use their voice more effectively?
You know, what I would say is, you know, anybody that's listening, they have a phone, they have Wi-Fi, internet access, they have the ability to make change online. I think that people a lot of times are content with sitting on the sidelines and just spectating, essentially, when in reality, we have an ongoing digital war right now. We have an info war literally happening between the right and the left. We have people on Twitter going back and forth, on TikTok and everything else like this. We have such an opportunity for people to use technology like Twitter and in their phones and all of that to make threads, make posts, viral memes, and be appearing on spaces and talking and having debates and dialogue online. That is a humongous way to change people's positions. It won't happen overnight, but over a long time, change will happen. Change will occur. And I will say that, you know, this is not going to happen overnight. And if people on the left are very active online, they are trying their very best to push a very bad America Last message onto us. And if you have a phone, make an anonymous account, go in and make a post or a thread or do something online which will make people want to be a Republican, be a conservative, put America first. You can be a part of that. You don't have to be running for office or being involved in IRL, which you can do. But what you can also do online, it's very safe. It's not a lot of risk or anything involved. We make some anonymous account and just make, here's five reasons why the Democrats are wrong about this issue or whatever it is, right? You can make your own thread, find your own craft, develop it and do something. If Trump could take a bullet for us and get up and say, fight, fight, fight with his fists up and walk off unscathed and defiant like that and really just, you know, persevere in that horrific event, we all can go at a very bare minimum, be online doing something if you don't want to do something IRL or whatever. We can do a lot online. I think we should take advantage of that and not let the left win the information war.
Absolutely. And of course, do what they don't want you to do, right? They don't want people being anonymous online. There's a reason. It's because you can be effective while anonymous online. They don't want, you know, people posting stats that we know exist. So go out there and post them. Do the things that they don't want you to do. All the things that they're trying to make laws to prevent, we need to be out there doing while it's still legal in order to make sure that we maintain this free speech. And so the meme war is on. The second grade meme war is on. Obviously, it was the memes that won 2016. And I mean, they know it and we know it. Everybody knows it. It was the memes and the Pepes and the 4chan operators that won 2016 for Trump. How do we harness that energy again? And what is preventing us from harnessing that energy again? I felt like we were back in 2016 when Hulk Hogan was ripping his shirt off yesterday. And as silly and sort of petulant and you know, whatever as that is, it's effective. It gets eyes. It gets attention. It's fun, right? We need to be the party of fun as opposed to these dour, self-righteous leftist Democrats. You're a captain of meme battalions. How do people effectuate the meme war like we did in 2016?
Well, memes can't be created from nothing. You have to have substance. You have to have something that makes you laugh and you know, resonate with something. If you have like corporatist, boring, you know, tax cut, something that's not really inspiring to you, you can't make a meme out of that. What you can do is find moments like the Hulk Hogan, laugh at that, have a great time with that, and make a bunch of memes with the lightning eyes and, you know, all the other stuff like that. Like, memes require you to have substance. And I think that with Trump, there were some moments that did have substance, but a lot of them did not. So you have to get in touch with the base, understand what is funny, what is cool, what's not boring, traditional, like boring old school Republican talking points that put people asleep, but things that energize a younger base that make people want to go and vote for him. Like, we should find those moments and highlight those, opposed to hearing talk about, you know, going to war with Iran, essentially, right? We should try that instead of boring things. That's my perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also, let me just add as another piece of advice, if you're just getting started off, send your stuff to big X accounts, you know, DM myself. I don't know if your DMs are open, Chief Trumpster, but you know, these big accounts love promoting smaller accounts with good content. If your content is good, it'll get reshared. You'll get more followers. You can actually pretty rapidly build an account. You know, if you're just like, well, I'm nobody and nobody pays attention, send your stuff out to people that you think will enjoy it with bigger accounts, and they'll share it around. Any other like tactics like that that you would suggest for people that want to get involved in a real way in this meme war?
Yeah, I'll say this: networking is key. When I got back on X after being suspended for over a year and a half, I spent the first 2 months networking with people. I know all the people within the magosphere, the manosphere, the red pill sphere. I know like where to go to if I need content or if I want to see content, or who is kind of in control of what content in what area. Think of Twitter as like a big jail cell, and we're all in these like padded cells in our own little bubbles. But we can send messages to people in other spheres, right? Through DMs and all of that, and through spaces to talk to them, and those messages can be proliferate into other spheres. It's about networking. It's about being very short, concise. It's about ensuring your content's funny, different, viral, and unique. And with that, I think that you can go and grow your X account from zero followers like I have and you have to a decent following through hard work and through innovative content.
And this is what we need, man. This is what we need. We need everybody being active in whatever way they can. Chief Trumpster is a fantastic example of just this. Follow him on X at Chief Trumpster, YouTube, and Rumble as well. Chief Trumpster, the Chief Cast, is a weekly show where he talks about politics and foreign affairs. Thank you so much for joining us, Chief Trumpster.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you.
My pleasure. All right, stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities, they ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Well, America is enmeshed in assassination attempts and the RNC and, you know, domestic political chaos. The geopolitical world is not faring any better. Russia has said it may deploy nuclear missiles in response to U.S. weapons in Germany. A drone strike has hit the center of Tel Aviv, killing one, with Houthis claiming responsibility. von der Leyen has been re-elected as commissioner or the head of the European Union. And it goes on and on. And then there's a new decision from the International Court of Justice. The top UN court says Israel's presence in occupied Palestinian territories is illegal and should end. To tell us what this entails, we have Simon from Florida, who has been following this and tells us this is a very big deal. What does this mean, Simon? And what am I looking at here? It's the International Court of Justice from The Hague, 19th of July, 2024. The International Court of Justice today has given its advisory opinion in respect to the legal consequences arising from the policies and practices of Israel in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem, where they say these settlements are illegal and should be removed from the occupied Palestinian territory. What is different about this decision than some of the other decisions made recently by the ICJ?
So, Harrison, this is an absolutely momentous, earth-shattering decision. Thank you ever so much for being so nimble enough to squeeze this into your broadcast.
Of course.
So people understand how timely this is. The judge, Chief Justice of the panel, which includes an American judge, just finished reading this 1 hour and 2 minutes ago. There's 7 bullet points in the press release that provide a summary, and there's an 83-page judgment, which he spent an hour and a half reading out the most salient points of. People can find this on X, formerly known as Twitter, by going to @CIJ_ICJ. They'll find a short 5-page summary of the ruling in the form of a press release. And they don't make it easy. But halfway down the first page of the summary on Twitter, which you have to click the link in order to get to read the 5-page press release, they'll find in blue the word advisory opinion. They then click on the hyperlink in blue, advisory opinion. That will take them to the full 83-page judgment. But there are 7 bullet points, which I'll run through very quickly with you, quickly, and I mean that. And they are: in the majority opinion of the International Court of Justice, which is not just the UN court, this is the top judicial body in the world. And right, most countries, particularly Britain and the European Union, provide absolute deference to these rules. Okay?
Okay.
So essentially, this could prevent Israel from holding any assets in British pounds or euro, just to understand that. Okay? So they say, point number one, quote, direct quote from the summary of the advisory opinion: the state of Israel's continued presence in the occupied Palestinian territory is unlawful. Let me get through these, and you can look at it, ask me any question you want, and I'll answer them in detail, because I've read the full judgment and listened to the whole thing orally, okay? The second point is the state of Israel is under an obligation to bring to an end unlawful presence in the occupied Palestinian territory as rapidly as possible. Three, the state of Israel is under an obligation to cease immediately all new settlement activities and to evacuate all settlers from the occupied Palestinian territory. The state of Israel has the obligation to make reparations all the damage caused to all natural or legal persons concerned in the occupied Palestinian territory. And in the judgment, they explained that goes back to the 5th of June, 1967. That's potentially trillions of dollars that could bankrupt the state of Israel. Okay? All states are under an obligation not to recognize as legal the situation arising from the unlawful presence of the state of Israel. That affects Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the unified capital of Israel and move the embassy there, and to not render aid like America does every year, or assistance in maintaining the situation created by the continued presence of the state of Israel in the occupied Palestinian territory. And note, it's not occupied territories. The court specifically said that East Jerusalem, the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip are one legal identity.
Mm.
Okay? International organizations, including the United Nations, are under an obligation not to recognize as legal the situation arising from the unlawful presence of the State of Israel in the occupied Palestinian territory. And the United Nations, especially the General Assembly, which requested this legal opinion, and the Security Council should consider the precise modalities, that's the method, and further action required to bring an end as rapidly as possible to the unlawful presence of the State of Israel in the occupied Palestinian territory. This is huge.
This, it sounds huge. Is this the first thing like that? I guess my two questions are, is this as unprecedented as it seems that the ICJ would come out with this, or have they said this type of stuff before? And two, what is the enforcement mechanism for these demands? What are they going to do to Israel if or other countries if these guidelines aren't followed?
Right. So what this is going to, obviously the last point says send it to the United Nations General Assembly. They could suspend Israel's membership, and as they did to prosecute people in the case of the dissolution of Yugoslavia, they could set up an ad hoc tribunal in addition to the actions going on at the International Criminal Court. Okay? Then they could also find that this provides exceptionally strong grounds for financial compensation claims in any country in which Israeli-owned assets are held. So Central Bank of Europe, the Bank of England, commercial banks, clearinghouses for futures, for bonds, a gold depository, anywhere where the State of Israel has either intellectual property or physical assets held within those jurisdictions. Okay?
Wow.
And I think many American courts would give standing to such claims, because they've given claims, you've got to remember, from the grandchildren or great-grandchildren of Jewish people from Europe,
right,
who had assets seized by the Germans during World War II, even 80 years later. So this is an exact allegory. Now, in the actual judgment, they explained that this relates to the 2004 previous advisory opinion explaining how Israel was the occupying power and as such had legal obligations under the Geneva Convention, particularly the Fourth Geneva Convention, in terms of providing sustenance and education and medical facilities to the civilian population under its control, okay? Like any other occupying country has that obligation. Okay?
I'll tell you what, Sam, we have to go to commercial break here. If you can hang on, I want to go back to you on the other side to finish up our coverage with this. And I also want to get into something you were talking about with Hobbs on Roads to Liberty and myself last Friday, which was the Trump-proofing that's going on in NATO and here in America. I want to get your take on that as well, so stay with us, folks.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off, Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. Final segment of American Journal today. By the way, I will be on vacation next week, so Chase Geiser will be sitting in for me for the first few days, and we'll have some guest host in the next. So I hope it all goes well, but this will be my final segment for a little while. I have Simon from Florida on the line. Simon, what else do we need to know about this decision from the ICJ? The AP News says top UN court said Friday Israel's presence in the Palestinian occupied territories is unlawful and called on it to end for settlement, and for settlement construction to stop immediately, issuing an unprecedented sweeping condemnation of Israel's rule over the lands it captured 57 years ago. So not just about some of the newly incorporated settlements in the West Bank and elsewhere, but going all the way back to the beginning of Israel 57 years ago, at least to the 1967 war. What else do we need to know about this before we move on to another topic?
So the reason why this is critical, and to put it in context, is the Israeli Knesset, their equivalent of like the House of Representatives, voted just recently to not recognize the state of Palestine.
Right.
Okay? They've ruled out categorically the two-state solution. That has torn away the fig leaf that American foreign policy has relied upon for over 50 years that there would be a negotiated settlement that would end up with the creation of two nations, Israel and Palestine. Mm-hmm. That has been utterly destroyed in a vote of 68-9 with a lot of abstentions. Okay? And so this is a huge problem for the United States, because not only do we have this extremely strong ICJ ruling in the last hour, we've also got that vote that was taken just yesterday that has shredded any kind of pretense that for America to enforce these legal rulings would undermine the negotiations between Palestine and Israel. What Israel did yesterday is just said, negotiations, there's never going to be a state of Palestine. There's nothing to negotiate about. We're not listening to what the UN or America or the European Union tells us. It's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. Okay? So this justification for all of the vetoes that America has exercised at the United Nations Security Council, saying, well, if we were to do this, this would prejudge the amicable negotiations between the two parties, which is much more likely to end up with a long-term peaceful solution, that excuse has been utterly disintegrated.
Wow.
And now it's just America flat out, we're not defending the rules-based international order.
Right.
International law doesn't count for shit. We're just going to look after our boy in Israel, which obviously everyone has realized for decades. But now it's just bare, dark, flashing in your face like a neon sign in Las Vegas.
Right. And it just shows the hypocrisy and the arbitrariness of how seriously they take the rules-based international order that we have to fight wars over. But when it goes against us, yeah, we ignore it and actually say it's wrong. Really incredible.
Now, no comparison. Already, InfoWars, admittedly with my assistance, and I will be getting into this more on weaponizednews.com from 6:30 p.m. tonight, you already have done a 7 times better job than the Associated Press Association, because we have covered all 7 key points of the judgment, and they did one headline.
Hmm. Well, I know that's...
Let's just go to the value of InfoWars.
Well, and the value of our callers, obviously this broke while we were on air and wouldn't have been able to read into it in the way that you have. So thank you for bringing us that information as always, Simon. And something else that you brought up again last Friday when I was on Roads to Liberty with yourself, and you were talking about the way that NATO is being Trump-proofed. And this is something that's happening here in America as well. We know the intelligence community has said that they are going to be withholding debriefings from President Trump before he's president, and they've hinted they're going to continue it even when he's president because they think he's too dangerous for certain information, which is a usurpation of the voters' rights to choose who is in charge in our government, a total treason and violation of our Constitution. But it's Trump-proofing certain activities that they're involved in. They are announcing that they're going to not give information to the president so he can't stop them from doing what their plans are. We know that they are Trump-proofing Ukraine aid and basically setting Ukraine aid in perpetuity for at least the next 10 years. We'll be giving this much. So even if Trump gets in and tries to stop the war, it's already set in stone and there's nothing he can do. And they're actually passing laws to prevent Trump from being able to reverse their decisions. But this is happening at the international level as well. Tell us how NATO is being Trump-proofed right now.
So this is particularly important because it relates back to a American Supreme Court decision in 1979 that relates to Jimmy Carter's exercise of presidential authority, which was upheld, to unilaterally cancel, in that case, the mutual defense agreement from 1954 between Taiwan and the United States. Just so people are clear, we don't have a defense obligation anymore, okay?
Right.
And now the Senate brought that action to say, if we've approved a treaty, then surely it should be the Senate to cancel a treaty, not just the president saying, that doesn't count anymore, okay? Now, Trump relied upon that to cancel America's funding of the World Health Organization.
Right.
Right. But he gave the 6 month notice that was required, but did it so freaking late that the 6 months didn't kick in before Biden took office and he was able to revoke the cancellation.
Right, but that's the type of presidential authority and presidential exercise of power that they're now putting in place rules and laws and things to stop him from doing.
And now, Biden administration has agreed not one set of future agreements with Ukraine. They did four at the NATO summit, which many other countries joined in with, and just before that, they did the bilateral security agreement. And many of those agreements look forward all the way into the 2030s. Now, none of them have been ratified by the U.S. Senate, so they're not legally, like, superior to the U.S. Constitution because they are ratified treaties, right? And the bilateral security agreement, which appears to oblige America to defend Ukraine for at least 10 years, far beyond the expiry of the next presidency, does have a 6 month cancellation clause in it, which obviously Trump should execute on day one of his administration. Get out of that 10 year bilateral security agreement. But this ICJ ruling has huge implications for the foreign policy that Trump has espoused as, quote, King of Israel, a title which he thoroughly embraces. Mm-hmm. And J.D. Vance is super pro-Zionist, and it creates enormous problems for the ongoing aid, not just the stuff in relation to Gaza, but the annual aid budget, much of which is reallocated and used for some of these settlement activities. Blinken is talking about this right now at the Aspen Security Conference. He obviously hasn't had a chance to read this 83-page judgment because he's literally on the stage at the moment. So the info warriors who are listening, you're better informed than the United States Secretary of State, thanks to Harrison Smith and his nimble staff who literally threw me on at the last second. And you've basically broken this story in more detail than anybody else, even on Twitter. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for doing this. And no, I was getting your messages, during the show, and, you said it was a big deal, and, you did not fail to deliver. This is a very big deal, and we'll see what the outcome of this is. Give us what time you're going on tonight again, one more time, Simon, before we say goodbye.
So that we don't clash with Owen, we'll cover this issue and its huge implications that could literally bankrupt the state of Israel. It could be trillions of dollars with damages going back.
6:30 tonight. Weaponized news.
Well, start at 7 p.m. This Israel issue from 7 p.m. Eastern, just after Owen finishes his show. So people will be able to switch over to weaponizednews.com or weaponized news on X or weaponized news on Rumble.
Weaponized news. So tune in tonight to see Simon break it down in thorough detail. I'm sorry, I have to go, Simon. We're coming to the end of the show, but thank you so much, as always, for keeping us informed of these very important but very lightly covered international situations, folks. That's going to do it for us. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins in 90 seconds. And remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com today to keep us in the fight for humanity against the satanic New World Order.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.